This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with the news and commentary for Thursday, November 21st, 2019. John Morrow, Port Townsend's new city manager, last worked as the chief sustainability officer in Auckland, New Zealand, with about 10,000 people on the city's staff, which is more than Port Townsend's entire population. In Auckland, Morrow's job was to find ways where the city's disparate departments could work together. While he is now working on a vastly different scale, he feels the process of interconnection is important for a city of any size, and he looks forward to implementing these skills as our new city manager. Morrow told KPTZ that Auckland and Port Townsend face the same issues, how to allocate existing resources to needed projects. As in Port Townsend, Auckland had to defer maintenance on infrastructure projects as the population grew while the tax base remained unchanged. Morrow said he was impressed by the degree of public involvement in his selection process and said he welcomes input from the public at any time. So far, all of his personal errands have taken longer than expected because he likes to stop and chat. Morrow's photo is on the KPTZ website, so if you see him around town, feel free to say hello. And be sure to stay tuned for a replay of Morrow's Compass interview immediately after this report. The Jefferson County Democrats are sponsoring a forum tonight to discuss the disposition of government dollars and how county and state treasurers manage public funds. Jefferson County Commissioner David Sullivan and Treasurer Stacey Prado will lead the presentation, which takes place from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Quimper Grange. The program features two parts, Prada and guest speaker Sean Myers, a former assistant state treasurer, speaking about the management of government funds, explaining the interaction between local and state treasurers, and a general explanation of the fund management process. Sullivan will then address conditional use permits and their role in implementing the county's comprehensive plan. The Jefferson County Department of Public Health is channeling resources to combat the vaping epidemic, centering its anti-vaping messages on young smokers. In January, Washington raises the legal age for tobacco product purchases from 18 to 21. We are the 18th state to ratify this limit. In a press release, Jefferson County Public Health Director Vicki Kirkpatrick said the new law will save thousands of lives by reducing the number of kids who develop a lifelong addiction to nicotine at an early age. Local no smoking signs are also getting an upgrade. The county expanded its clean air indoor ordinance to include vaping, adding no vaping notations to existing warning signs. This was always assumed, but apparently the public needs additional reminding. People who need help quitting smoking can find information on the Washington Department of Health's website. Finally, the holiday season has a different look in downtown Port Townsend this year as Main Street program is implementing its new winter lighting plan. This includes lighting trees, such as those near Holler Fountain, and installing a roof line of LED lights at City Hall, the Cotton Building, and the Pope Marine Park Building. Several other businesses along Water Street are also adding roofline lighting to their downtown buildings. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.